Zalango, this is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Humorite Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, November 11, 2001, at 11:30 p.m., entitled The Human Rights Patrol, Part 16. Meet Michael Hibbett at 103.3 FM. Your guest will be out of the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview Hunters Point, California, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of BVHP 103.3 FM, Kaka Michael Hibbett. Your host will be out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kintako. Have a pleasant flight.
up in this land, it is clear.
Our folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, troops our weapon will collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought and sold.
People's Choice, Human Rights Radio. Giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you for our 4,527th night of broadcasting. Welcome to volume number 16 of the Human Rights Patrol. Before we get started, as usual, let us give a shout out to those who dare to make this program available across the criminal enterprise called the United States and across the world. Let's call on Dada, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Kanadi Kintako, to help us with that. And Zalango to your sister.
Zalango.
You got the shout outs for those folks who have the nerve to make this program available across the criminal enterprise called the United States and across the planet Earth.
Yes, I do.
Take care of that business, if you would, please.
First, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM. Human Rights Radio, run by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka and Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for a Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Thank you very much, Warrior. Thank you very much for that. Shout out to those who make the program possible. And if you want more Human Rights Radio programming on the station or the source that you hear this program called the Human Rights Patrol, get a hold of those who make it possible and let them know. Because we got Human Rights Radio coast to coast. And Kanadi will be black to remind y'all of those folks who make it possible across the criminal enterprise called the United States and across the planet Earth. But we have on the telephones with us tonight a brother who makes it possible in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California. He's a war correspondent. He's a commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force. We first came upon knowledge of this warrior in an article in a newspaper that came out of the criminal enterprise called San Francisco, called San Francisco View.
Bayview,
and in fact, brother was telling me that it was once owned by his cousin before it got sold to the folks that did it. But there was an article in there on our efforts here in Springfield. But when we got the thing, I think it was Dada Kanadi or Dada Dia, one of them said, "Hey, check out this brother. This brother's coming strong out there on the West Coast." And it was Warrior Michael Hibbett. We want to bring him to you by way of telephone. And he's been on the Human Rights Patrol before. We had all kind of other stuff going on, which was crucial at that time. But we want to bring this brother a little closer to you by helping you get to know him a little better. And Zalango to you, Brother Michael.
Zalango, Zalango.
How we be out that way at BVHP 103.3 FM?
The struggle goes on. The struggle goes on, but it's all good because I like how you say that. The uncreated creator is with us.
Well, brother, you know, I think that's what allowed our people to struggle all these years. We knowed we never was alone. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We knowed we never was alone. I told the people in your introduction, brother, we first came aware of your efforts out there which we're very proud of, and it inspired us like it wasn't nobody's business when we heard about your efforts out there. But we came aware of it from a paper that came out of the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was came out the 20th day of 2001. And the title of that article that we heard about Brother Michael was entitled what, brother? You got that article in front of you?
Yeah. You talking to me, right?
Yes, sir.
Name of the article is BVHP Radio 103.3 FM is born.
And I'm telling you, it was given life by this brother here. And ever since we've been aware of this brother. And, I mean, he's added, like, everybody's, like, up again. You know, sometimes, you know, in the struggle, sometimes there's these points where you like in the valley and it's like everything is going like. But when Brother Michael came to the Human Rights Radio family and that he inspired all of us to fight harder, struggle longer, be better about what we're supposed to be about. And one of the things that really he really showed me where he was coming from off top and how unselfish he is in his work was, he said one of the first things he said to me when we got a chance to talk was, we have to make available a way that the research of the Naing Akbars and the Dr. Clarks and the Doc Bens and them can be made available to our people. And he said this was his way of making that information available. Now, that's selfless right there. That's the kind of brothers that have been in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? For a long time that has allowed us to get to this point. So, Brother Michael, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself, brother, and you know, when did you become aware of the fact that you really wanted to do something like this?
Well, I had some personal things happen to me economically. Sometimes there's light that comes out the darkness. Mm-hmm. So I was at a low point in my life, and sometimes, you know, you meditate and you carry on your day-by-day business. And then one time it dawned on me. Hold on a second.
That's all right, brother. Take care of that business. And, you know, already you're inspired because, you know, like in a lot of folks, when they get to the low point in their existence or what they feel is a bad time, they don't feel inspired to do nothing for nobody. But brother says it was from bad times that he became inspired to get off into this kind of work. And he's going to continue to share with that. You know, you got to take care of those babies. That's the African way. It don't make no difference what we doing. We got to take care of those babies. And so you got respect, brother, for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, like, you know, anyway, you know, always being conscious about our struggles. It is a ongoing, never-ceasing thing to think about. So, like, during that same time, I start picking up books at the same time and reading the authors, the black scholars like John Henry Clark and George E.M. James and all them. I just went down to the local bookstore and started buying up all these books. And at the same time, I had opportunity to run across these people who had a radio station. So at the same time, I combined, you know, I had an idea of these books I was buying and had an opportunity to broadcast on this other radio station that I said, hey, wait a minute. And I wasn't even where I was. I wasn't even in the community I was raised in. I was across the bay in Oakland. And it dawned on me to, you know, the ancestors put it on my mind to say, hey, they need this in the hood. They need this back in the neighborhood, you know. So that was like 5 years ago. So off and on, I tried to work my way to a position where I could, here I am. I'm in the neighborhood I grew up in, got the radio station started, and I'm reading the books from our ancestors and from our black authors and scholars.
You know, one thing I was really impressed with is the respect that I've found that all the folks that know you, work with you, have for you and what you do. And, you know, one of the things that's difficult is when a person comes into, say, what you're into now, where your voice was, you know, is being amplified so other people can hear it throughout the community. Sometimes folks get off on an ego trip. And from everybody I've talked to about you, that's the last, you don't even go there on that trip, brother. And that's one of the things that really you kind of like set the real model in terms of how everybody needs to like move toward being about us as opposed, you know, flipping me upside down so it looked like we again.
Uh-huh. Well, see, you know, understanding, going from one concept of being separated from the universe and going into another concept that includes me in the
That's a profound way to put it. You know what I'm saying? You been on since like February of 2001? When did you first come on? February 2001?
February 11th, 2001.
What kind of day was it, man? Do you remember it kind of like?
It was a nice, bright, sunny day. And I had, a friend who helped me put this all together. As soon as we tweaked into the frequency, I called a friend of mine who's been with me from the beginning, Mark J. And I called him on the phone. And I called Mark J. And it was a beautiful sunny day. I think it was kind of like a Saturday. If I'm not mistaken, it might have been a Saturday morning. And I just called him and said, "Hey, Mark, turn on the radio."
What else could you say, right?
Turn on the radio. He said, "Why?" I said, "Watch, man, put on 103.3. See, he put it on 103.3, and he heard me talking to him. And I said, "We on, and it's on. And here we go. Let's do this."
Right. Was it still kind of hard for even you to believe, though? I mean, when you did it, I mean, and he said he heard it. Wasn't it kind of like, I mean, you've been to other folks doing it, but this one right there in your place.
Oh, yeah, this made it special. It's like, you know, when you're working on something, you know, I worked on a lot of projects. Mm-hmm. But this project right here, I mean, this project right here holds as far and beyond and far beyond anything I ever tried to do, and it's more fulfilling because it's something that's beyond myself. I mean, they say this out here in the neighborhood, they say your radio station, and they say, you know, like it belongs to me, and I keep telling them it's not mine. I'm just like a steward of it. I'm just like, it, the Lord put it on me. Our Creator put it on me to do this. It's not mine. It's ours. You know, I try to be inclusive about it, and that's what it is.
And it's not in an effort to pass responsibility for doing it, because brother has it situated in his home. But again, that's a testimony to the spirit that dwells in the brother, because he said, "Yeah, they gonna knock on my door about who the nigger with the nerve to do this." You know what I'm saying? But I have it to serve the community.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, That's really been the kind of spirit which I have found, you know, when we start looking for the research that we've both been blessed to come upon, that obviously allowed like the Dr. Clarks and the Doc Bens and the Nyang Akbars and the, you know, Patricia Newtons and the Jewel Pukrams and them, that allowed them to, you know, to keep collecting information for us. They were so selfless that they knew one day somebody like you would come along and take it and make it available to even more people.
Yeah, that's what makes it all worth it. That's what makes it all worth it. I have a young 23-year-old brother that works on the station with me. He's done a few shows. He looks at me and tells me that I turned his life around. Mm. Gang banging from drug dealing. He was grateful for me having him give him a chance to DJ on the radio station. He used to just spin hip hop records, right? He doesn't anymore. He has a talk show expounding health and spirituality.
See, brother, that's the kind of in amongst us, there've always been these warriors like Brother Michael, and as I hear him talk about the work, it doesn't make no difference what you think. He is being extremely humble about what he's doing. He ain't telling you how the folks talk about what he does for them, okay? They don't talk about it like, okay, are we done now? It's like, if you listen, they will keep talking about him, like Brother Mark J and them,
yeah.
You know, and Brother Kevin Epps and them, who we've had an opportunity to meet through Brother Michael. And this is the spirit that has allowed our people to endure the most ruthless time we've ever experienced in our millions of years existing on the planet Earth. That kind of spirit right there. And that's a testimony to the overwhelming abundance of humanity we must have had even before we were brung here to have this much still at this time, right?
No question about it.
What's your broadcast schedule like out there in BVHP 103.3, brother, at this time?
As we I start at 12 noon mm-hmm. during the week. And from 12 noon to 6 p.m., I have something called the universe.
what goes on in that University of Black Experience, brother.
That's what I call it, the University of the Black Experience. And what I do, I play lectures and tapes and documentaries of, you know, the John Henry Clarks and the Leonard Jeffries and Francis Cress Wilson. And you, I play your programs on the program. You know, I put a little mix in there. You know, it's more or less, it's a university type thing. I want to approach it as something like a university where they can learn something and from different people who have a positive image.
See, there you go. And again, here he goes again. He told you about what he does from noon to six, but he ain't mentioned nothing he does himself.
I just
sell
it in the tapes.
See that? Now that's the kind of, see, the ego. And you know what Bob Marley said in that song, Redemption Song? He said, "Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." Right?
Yeah.
But he also said, "Destruction of the soul is poverty. I mean, destruction of the poor is poverty, but destruction of the soul is vanity." And this brother, he coming straight with like recognizing, because that's one thing, brother. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm like you. In a lot of time, because when you realize the information that the Dr. Clarks and them have given and the Tony Broders and them have given, I'm telling you something, I don't care how many times I've played the lectures that we got here, every time I hear them, I hear something different and I get more out of it. You know what I'm saying?
So you do it. You said, but I didn't hear that one before.
Right, because you know what it is? They be knocking us out with so many things that we didn't know. Sometimes our mind, you'd be so blown away from what we heard, we missed a few things, and before we recovered, they'd have moved on.
Yeah. So, like, I play from I play from 12 to 6, and then, you know, then from 6 to 8, I'll play some regular stuff, regular R&B music. And then after that, it's mostly music because I include some young people. I give them some time to express themselves. Because at the same time, this is a forum for people, for young people, or whoever wants to participate. Give them a chance to express their opinions on what's going on in the community.
And I think we all know that all we got to do is help our people get on the right path. We all going to reach the same place if we simply get on the path.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know, there's no question about it. And what's so beautiful is when you learn of the folks that have all, you know, Michael, I think you say what I say, that we wouldn't have nothing to do in our work if it wasn't for our elders and those who came before us and assembled all this research that we have the honor of sharing with our people.
You know, like I didn't graduate high school, and I feel like I feel blessed to be in a position to just be able to read books that they took their whole lives to gain information, be educated in the field of Black history and stuff like. It's like they saved me a whole lot of time. I'm 50 years old, but I'm blessed to, like, within the last 5 or 6 years to be able to have gained access to the information that took these people their whole lifetime.
You know, and that's why you still got your mind, because you didn't finish this boy's high school. Because that's what he guarantees, that your mind will sit there in a dang on meat locker until, you know, it's too late to try to do anything with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It done set up and got all stiff and stuff. Now, you know, but, you know, brother, it is so humbling when you hear the enormous amount of research. You know they had to spend, you know, like Dr. Clark, I mean, in the 70s and 80s, these cats still giving lectures, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't deny the information that they put out there, because when you go, it's like humbling, like, dang, these cats was. And it's like, how dare us not try to make some kind of contribution?
Oh, yeah, that's disrespect to the ultimate.
And you can't expect nothing, but when that come back around to you, it's going to hurt as bad as you caused pain, right?
Yeah.
Well, brother, I tell you, it's been an honor having you on the phones with us tonight for this edition of the Human Rights Patrol. And remind the folks, if you're in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California.
Can I tell you, we're in, you know how New York has boroughs?
Right, right.
And it's cut up into districts.
Right, right.
They call them districts here.
Right.
So we have about five or six districts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the districts is, like, we have the Petrel Hill District, and we have the Fillmore District, and we have the Richmond District and the Sunset District. But where out here in the San Francisco in a criminal enterprise called California.
Check him out. The brother is talking like he's tired of this place. Brother, it's an honor to have you with us. And we're definitely going to be back up on the Human Rights Patrol. And we got a lot of other programs we done with Brother Michael in the Human Rights Radio Network. And I'm sure you're going to hear some out there at 103.3 FM, as well as all up and down the Human Rights Information Network. And Warrior, can you hold on the phone a second?
Sure.
I got to call upon Kanadi to remind the folks of where they're hearing this program from.
Sure.
We call upon War Correspondent Commander of the Human Rights Radio Air Force, Dada Kanadi Kantako, and again, Zalango to your sister.
Zalango.
You want to remind the folks who makes this Human Rights Patrol possible for them to hear?
We're going to say Zalango.
Shall we say who accepts the creator allowing them to make it possible, right?
Right.
We don't want to make anybody think that we do anything without the creator's permission.
Right.
Go ahead, sister.
Okay, we want to say Zalango to Human Rights Radio 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM Human Rights Radio brung by Brother Lavelle. Also, to those who listen at 103.3 FM BVHP in the criminal enterprise called Bayview Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett in the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and her staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Again, thank you, Kanadi. We want to thank Warrior Michael Hibbett for being our guest on this edition of the Human Rights Patrol. And if you want more Human Rights Radio where you're hearing this program, contact those folks who make it possible for you to hear the Human Rights Patrol. And we got a library full of tapes. This is a house of 4,000 tapes. We've been collecting them for over 2 decades, right? And, got a lot of information from the black community and helping us all restore ourselves. Those of you listening to this program over the Internet, you have the wherewithal to do the work like Warrior Michael Hibbett and make it possible that the elders' research can be brung to the community. And if you do have the capabilities of doing it, I think you know what the universal law requires of you. All right. Be like Brother Michael Hibbett. Take your responsibility to heart and get your human rights. And he's on the telephones with us tonight out of the criminal enterprise called Bayview Hunters Point, California, in our 4,527th night of broadcasting. Part 16 of the Human Rights Patrol. Don't forget radio.about.com. Click on the Human Rights Information Network if you want to get this off the World Wide Web. On behalf of Kanadi and the entire Human Rights Radio Air Force, we be in Banner Kentucky reminding you that you is listening to the People's Choice, because the people choose to listen to
Human Rights Radio.
I knew that he was going to say that.
Humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving,
sharing,
and creative.
We will work,
study,
and listen,
so we may learn,
so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect
and unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline,
patience,
devotion,
and courage.
We will live as models
to provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determining.
We are African people.
Aluta!
Continua!
Continua!